Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, is with us live on WBEN talking about the Iran situation. The Trump administration insists that the three Iranian nuclear facilities that were targeted by U.S. fighter jets last weekend were destroyed despite a preliminary assessment from one U.S. intelligence agency that said Iran's nuclear program was set back by a handful of months. Brad, when will we know how much damage was caused?
Well, I think a while. I think that I would guess you'd have to have some sort of movement on the ground to verify what was actually destroyed, what wasn't destroyed. There's been a lot of talk that that Iran moved their enriched plutonium to some other location, even before or perhaps during when Israel was going after Iran recently. So, and do they have other facilities that we may or may not know about where they could actually build the bomb? So we'll see how that comes out. But some of the experts are wrong, think that by attacking, and I'm not saying that President Trump shouldn't have done it, but that it will actually motivate Iran to even speed up getting a nuclear device. So we'll see.
Well, the other thing that people have been worried about is, well, just to what extent of reach do they have? Right, Brad? When you consider how many people may be living in this country who are Iranian nationals who might have a vendetta against the U.S. or somebody else, it kind of creates a complicated terror system to watch out for.
Well, there is no doubt. I mean, you have to think about the history of Iran, particularly in recent years, where, their big mainstay is using proxies like Hezbollah or Hamas, and that it's through those groups or, to your point, through individuals that are still sympathetic to the current regime in Iran to launch attacks, maybe similar to things that we deal with on a daily, not a daily, but a regular basis of mass shootings, things that cause tremendous chaos and terror for us, but it's by a lone individual or a handful of people. So that's what I see potentially here. So we'll see if that plays out. And clearly, the number of troops that we have in places like Iraq and Syria, obviously they're going to have to be fortified because they would be logical targets for Iran to go after and not far away.
The question is, how could Iran come after us, and what is the current threat?
So if you listen to DHS and the FBI, they think the threat level's high, and without obviously seeing intelligence anymore, I'd have to agree, at least from a heated standpoint of how Iran has reacted in the past. The other area that they're actually pretty good in is cyber attacks. And the three of us know what havoc you can cause with cyber attacks. So expect things like that, cyber attacks, lone actors, small groups. We may see something, we may not. I'd be shocked if we don't see cyber attacks. This is a bumpy road ahead. This is not smooth sailing, like some politicians would like us to believe.
It's also the question of whether or not this ceasefire will actually hold. The president, maybe he put it best the other day when he said they don't know what that they're doing it comes to actually working together, because they've done nothing but these two nations collide with each other throughout their entire history. So there is a lot of question as to whether or not the ceasefire will stay.
Well, and keep in mind that roughly 80% of ceasefires worldwide collapse. And it's usually because you have a ceasefire that you may have gotten forced into, which is, I think, the position or the result for Iran, is that the anger, rage, and hatred towards us probably to some level has increased. So that's not going away. So will they break the ceasefire by launching some sort of attack like we just talked about, cyber or small group or individual attacks here or overseas, we'll see. But it's just hard for me to believe that they won't do something, because it's just the nature of how they do business.
And what about Iran's supreme leader? What have we really heard from him in the last few days?
I think he gave a speech earlier today, basically saying that they triumphed over the U.S. Now, I don't know what that means, but, I mean, he's sort of painting a rosier picture. You know, Susan, one of the concerns is that if the Ayatollah or the mullahs get removed, that you could end up with somebody that's much more hawkish and pro-attack than they are. Because sort of the profile of, you know, the current folks in Iran is that they are somewhat adverse. They don't like taking on things. They're very conservative about going after others. You know, now I could cite a lot of examples that that's not the case. But the point being, you could end up with in a worse situation with somebody else in charge.
Brad, thank you for the time this morning. Brad Garrett joining us, crime and terrorism analyst, live here on WBEN.